I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Hamas sources say Israeli forces have killed three senior members of Hamas's military wing. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the objectives are to take out areas Hamas uses for firing rockets into Israel. Israel's bombing of Gaza has killed at least 480 Palestinians. Meantime, 24 hours after Israel began its ground incursion into Gaza, there's word of the first Israeli fatality from that operation. The Israeli army says a soldier was killed by a mortar shell in northern Gaza. Palestinian medical sources say at least 37 Palestinians have been killed since the ground attack began. Hamas rocket attacks have killed four Israelis. Well, with mountain casualties in Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis, international envoys are scrambling to try to end the violence. A team from the European Union is expected to arrive in Egypt today before continuing to Israel and the Palestinian territories tomorrow. French President Nicolas Sarkozy will also head to the region tomorrow to meet Palestinian and Israeli leaders. We're seeing a wide range of international response from protesters and demonstrators around the world. A CNN Eye reporter captured this pro-Palestinian protest in Afghanistan this morning. He says the group there is asking the U.S. and international community to put pressure on Israel to stop the attacks. Chicago and Los Angeles have seen pro-Israeli demonstrations. One group waved flags outside Israel's consulate in downtown Chicago. In other news, search and rescue crews are on the job after a major earthquake struck near the north coast of West Papua, Indonesia. Government officials say at least two people were killed and dozens were hurt. Dozens of houses have been damaged and at least four buildings have collapsed altogether. A tsunami warning was initially issued but was lifted about an hour after the quake struck. President-elect Barack Obama is moving to the nation's capital today. His wife and daughters arrived there yesterday. They'll stay at the posh and historic Hay Adams Hotel until the inauguration January 20th. The president-elect's daughters, by the way, begin classes at their new school tomorrow. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.